We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Right now we're talking about those toys you look back on that you played with as a kid. And you look at them and you're like, that was not safe. Those were not safe at all. Call in or text 877-971-HITS. And we're kind of talking about this because, well, we have a toy drive on Saturday. So maybe don't buy these toys and bring them. It's Saturday at 7 o'clock, a Universal City Walk benefiting Spark of Love at 7 o'clock. We're going to be at the, what stage are we at, Chelsea?
It's the
Five Towers.
Five Towers,
stage. We've got some music acts playing with Logan Henderson.
Yep.
And for the first 200 people, I believe, that bring a toy worth $10 or more, completely unwrapped, you get like right down in the front is Logan Henderson and Jeanette Claudette. Right down in the pit, that's where you want to be. So yeah, get out there, buy your toys. I know I loaded up on Nerf guns this week, and I'm going to give them all away.
I kept one last time.
I kept one on the last toy drive that I bought just because I was just mystified by how many Nerf darts I could shoot. But if you have a toy that you look back, maybe not the safest, call in or text right now, 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, what is the toy that you look back on that you had that you think like, meh?
I feel like for me it was the Easy Bake Oven. Because you think back and you're like, first off, what were in those mixes? Like that was processed. those brownies were not organic or gluten free. But also like the radiation. Like I just feel like,
was it a microwave?
Yeah, it's like a microwave that literally cooked it with like a bulb, like a light bulb.
So
like there's nothing sanitary about that. That's got to be
so many questions.
Yes,
about that.
Right.
Sometimes those are the things where I'm like, you know, I see that and I'm like, oh man, that's a scenario to remember for, you know, Walking Dead and Armageddon. I can't find anything to eat. Well, those Easy Bake Ovens, the food that we were cooking, that never goes bad.
Oh. Like so
astronaut
true.
Food. Madge, what about you?
You remember those slap bracelets?
Oh, yes.
Yo,
yes.
Those bracelets, they were like a long piece of plastic and then you slap them on your wrist and then it turns into a bracelet. But growing up, all my friends and people that were in my classes, when those came out, yo, they'd slap faces with it. Yeah. They'd just throw it at people. It'd be the worst
also,
thing.
Also, like the metal would come out of the fabric part. Like I remember that.
Yes.
And like
yeah.
getting cut by it.
And
you're like slapping
weapon.
It on your wrist. It's
I think
not
they,
good.
They make them now and they're made out of plastic. But I do remember that too, where you'd try to like fling it at your friend yeah. to see if you could like latch it around their neck. like a lasso
yeah.
or something. Producer Brad, what do you got?
Yeah, I had a friend whose parents were nice enough to buy him a trampoline, and he had shortly after that 3 broken bones.
Shoot.
And we were jumping on it together and his tooth went through my knee.
Wow.
Oh.
Mm.
So he lost a tooth, still got a fake one. Shout out to Josh.
I grew up with a trampoline as well, and that's 100% the case. Like
yeah.
as soon my mom was like, one at a time, everybody, one person on the trampoline at a time, and as soon as they were gone, we put a basketball hoop next to it. There's like 6 of us on playing like dunk and slam ball. The one that always ended up becoming a weapon of destruction at my house with my brothers was tetherball.
Oh, yeah.
Tetherball. And I know like a lot of schools have, I don't know if they still do, but tetherball, if you don't know what it is, it basically just looks like a medieval weapon that's in the ground. There's the pole and a rope with a chain and then a ball on it. But 2 minutes into playing a game, someone's got that thing in their hands, swinging it around, trying to whack people in the face.
Uh-huh.
So call or text right now. When you look back in your life, what toys did you think, man, that injured me a little bit? Probably not safe. 877-971-HITS. We have a text from the 818, and this one just makes me happy because I'm just remembering these things. They were in every single pizza place you went to, in those little coin machines, the 50 cent, and you put in money and you spin the thing. And those sticky hands.
Oh,
those
yeah.
long sticky hands that would only be good for about 15 seconds.
And then they're just like covered in hair, like dog
dirt,
hair, dirt, yeah.
Disgustingness. Kendall in Long Beach, good morning. Tell us that toy. Looking back now, you're thinking maybe not the safest.
The toy that I am looking back on are jacks.
those little metal jacks?
And that's where I was getting to, the metal. First off, those are like little landmines. My dad used to always step on them and like get so upset. They were so dangerous. Not to mention choking hazard, you know.
I remember we had jacks, and Kelsey brought up Legos earlier. We were talking about this. With those toys that are so small, you try to clean them up, you maybe miss one. And of course, you have plenty of floor space. Mm-hmm. That one jack is going to be strategically placed in the one place where your father's going to put his bare foot down in the middle of the night, early in the morning. You're going to just feel the rage. Like, rah!
It's worse than a stub toe. It is the worst.
And if you're a parent, you're mad because you bought those. Like, you paid for that problem. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gone in Newport Beach. What toy? Not the safest.
You remember the lawn darts? I mean, it has been a while. I mean, I was a kid a long time ago, but they had the lawn darts. They give you like two hula hoops that came with, and you throw these foot-long darts, kind of like how they throw a cornhole now, but it was these darts that would stick in the ground, and you try to get them as close as you can to the hoop.
They were like a hybrid between like a little rocket and a javelin.
Yes, very true. And we ended up throwing those into like trees, and I remember people getting stuck in the foot.
Wow.
Yeah, those are ones that you look at and you're thinking to yourself, when they designed this, they had to assume that there was going to be maximum parent supervision at all times, because you just gave us like a missile.
A full weapon,
yeah.
I remember breaking a couple windows with them. I mean, we did some crazy stuff with those things.
Dangerous. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. No lawn darts, everybody. Those are dangerous.
Those are dangerous. Have a great day.
Tammy in Long Beach, looking back now, maybe this toy not the best idea. What is it?
It was a Barbie blender. My mom got me when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and there's a crazy story about it, because when I was little, I used to put snails in them and blend them up. And now my daughter's seen it online, and she's 8 years old. Want to say hi, Serenity?
Hi. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, love you.
And, she wants the same exact Barbie blender, and I'm like, no way, that's the most terrible toy in the world.
I'm surprised they still make it.
Right?
So is a blender just to make like drinks?
Yeah, it's supposed to be made with drinks, but I used to put snails in it because I was like 6, 7 years old. I didn't
care. So terrible. I just love that idea. You're like, Barbie blender, let's make some virgin margaritas.
Or it's like an escargot smoothie.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Those items, those easy bake ovens, those blenders, those, like, you don't need to have that as a child. Like, you can just wait on that one. You don't need to learn how to
Mac class.
Exactly.
Are you going to get it for her?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, she's like,
after I told her that story, I don't think she wants it anymore.
I don't want it.
You guys are the best. Have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.